I was invited to play with the Havana Lyceum Orchestra in 2015 to play a Mozart concerto with them. They were just so fabulous and had such a beautiful sound, a beautiful approach to playing Mozart. And I got really excited and I thought it would be really amazing to record Mozart concertos with them. And I've wanted to record these two concertos for quite some time, and it just seemed like a perfect idea. As a child, from the age of 9 until I graduated high school, I studied with Solomon Mikofsky, who is a Cuban pianist, piano teacher at the Manhattan School of Music. From a very young age, I was hearing about Cuba. He would tell me about his experiences, and he had Cuban art on his walls and his studio, and he very strongly identified as a Cuban. The relationship that you have with your piano teacher as a pianist is quite intense. I mean, I grew up with him, so it was almost like another member of my family. So the conductor, Jose Antonio Mendez Padron, created this orchestra, I think it's around 10 years ago. It's made up mostly of conservatory students who are in their 20s, and then there are some people in the orchestra that are recent graduates, and then they also have a few of their professors in the orchestra who are in their 30s. Our equivalent orchestra here might be something like the New World Symphony, which is sort of similar age group. Because they're not a professional orchestra, it's not their job, they are really interested in playing as well as possible and improving themselves and learning through the experience of playing. So we had lots of rehearsal time, which was amazing. I was actually in Havana last summer for 2 weeks. So the first week we spent preparing to play one of the concertos in a concert. And after the concert, we spent several days rehearsing both concertos, and then we spent 3 days recording them. This would really never happen normally. I mean, in most recordings, you don't actually rehearse before you start recording. Like, the moment you start playing together, that's the recording. They don't have a studio in Havana that would have been large enough for us to record in. So we used a church that they often record in down there, that's in Old Havana. The church let in a lot of noise from the outside, so we had to wait to do it till the middle of the night when there wasn't street noise. So the session started at 11 p.m. and went until 3 a.m. We also had to turn the air conditioning off because that makes sound, so it was really hot and humid in there. Because they really can't afford to buy new strings, they tuned very low so that the strings wouldn't break. I think they were tuning to A336, it was something crazy, like really low. And some of them were even using telephone wire for some strings. Before I went down to do this recording, I asked some friends of mine here in the States if they might donate money to buy new strings and also new reeds for the orchestra. And they did give the money. It was quite a lot because, believe it or not, strings are very expensive. So the whole orchestra got a complete new set of strings, and all of the wind players got new reeds. The conductor said that it was the first time that the people in the orchestra had a complete new set of strings from the same string manufacturer.
Thank you. Simona Dinnerstein, performing the second movement of the Piano Concerto No. 23 in A Major by Mozart, and talking about her new release, Mozart in Havana, with the Havana Lyceum Orchestra. I also asked Simona about the variety of musical projects she's done over the years and how this one compared.
This was really one of the biggest projects to organize, I would say, since the Goldberg Variations. My first recording. It was just logistically so much organization and the funding and all of that. It was just many, many challenges. But the ability to rehearse and work with them so much before we even started recording made this especially unique and very meaningful. I felt like it took the playing to a completely different level. And we were able to really delve into the music and work on unifying our approach and just really listening to each other. I feel really excited with how it came out.
Bach is very dear to her heart, and so is music education. Simona explains how she uses his music to work with and teach young students.
I do something that I call Bach packing, where I go into classrooms in public elementary schools, usually have a digital piano that is brought in, spend time just with one class at a time, playing for them and trying to teach them a little bit about counterpoint and different aspects of music, listening for patterns and architecture. And I do different kinds of interactive exercises with them, have them singing, sometimes they're playing too, and just try to get up close and bring them into the music in a more immediate way than from the stage.
With this recording behind her, what's ahead the rest of the year?
Well, I have two very exciting commissions. One is Philip Glass is composing a piano concerto for me for piano and string orchestra. I'm going to be doing the world premiere in September, but there are 12 orchestras that co-commission this, so the whole season will be devoted to doing different premieres of it around the country and touring it. And then I also have a wonderful project with Pam Tanowitz, who is a New York-based choreographer. And we are creating together a choreography of Bach's Goldberg Variations. It's going to be a work for 7 dancers and piano. And the piano is in the middle of the stage. And all of the action takes place around the piano. And it's a very exciting project. I've never done anything like this before, so it's going to be a busy year.